Potter's Wheel by Albert Welling, with Peter Vaughan as Potter and David Kelsey as Father John.
There you are. The Mandalay. How very apt. Tucked between the Esplanade and a souvenir shop. Between the devil and the deep blue sea.
I'll just check that we have a room free. Can you hold the line a moment? Hello? No, dear, it's no good. I can't understand.
I don't know why you pretend we're full. They can always see we're empty when they get here.
That's not the point, Anna. Anyway, we're not empty, are we? There's...
Father, yes.
I do wish you wouldn't call him that, Anna. It's Father John. You make it sound as if we're related. Hello? Are you still there? Yes, we do have a room for you. What name is it, please? I beg your pardon? Oh, Suji. Very well. We'll expect you sometime today, Mr. Suji. An Eastern gentleman. Air the bed in number 12, would you?
2. Hardly worth being open, is it?
It's the slack season, Anna. Nowhere's doing well at the moment. And the weather isn't helping.
The Esplanade's got a coach party.
The Esplanade is another kettle of fish.
At least it's lively. Have you heard the sing-songs in the evening? There's someone knocking all the golden oldies out on the piano.
Yes, well, they cater for a different sort, Anna, as you well know. When you've finished in the kitchen, I want you to pick up my prescription from the chemist.
Yes, Mrs. Burrows. Mrs. Burrows?
What is it, Anna?
Well, it's just... had you thought of changing the place at all?
What do you mean, changing it?
Well, decorating it. Having it done up. I don't mean everywhere. I realise the cost and everything. But the lounge. Well, it's a bit gloomy. And the hallway, you know, as people come in. Some nice paint wouldn't do any harm.
Anna?
Yes, I know what you're going to say, Mrs. B, but I'm sure you'd get more holidaymakers if it was done up, you know. Made more...
More what, Anna?
Well... Attractive.
I like it the way it is. If people choose to stay in a modern hotel, that's entirely up to them. They have the whole seafront to choose from. Opulent or Spartan, it's all there. I see no need for change. And that suits more people than you would suppose, Anna. The traditional surroundings of the Mandalay is what it's known for. And that's how it will stay.
Laudamus! Status quo.
Oh, Father John, I didn't know you were there.
What if we be a happy few, eh, Mrs. Burrows? Actually, I'm not sure that I'm allowed to be a nonconformist and a Catholic at the same time.
But this is not a charity, Father. Business is business.
Anna.
I just don't want to see you go under, Mrs. B. That's all.
No, indeed not. But I'm sure the Mandalay is more than profitably frequented in the summer months.
You only see the place for a week out of season. It never does well.
Now, that's enough, Anna. You're keeping Father John from his walk. You best be getting on.
Yes, Mrs. B.
And don't forget to air number 12.
No, Mrs. B.
Are things very difficult, Mrs. Burrows?
Oh, they're not as bad as she makes out. Anna's a good girl, but she does exaggerate.
She seems a hard worker.
She is. I sometimes wonder why she stays. She could easily find work in the fashionable hotels. It's grilled sole for lunch. Will that be all right?
Yes, yes. Look, Mrs. Burrows, I could pay you more for my lodging, and indeed I think I should. I don't want you to suffer hardship on my account.
Not at all.
I've been paying the same amount for so long now, and if money's a problem...
I wouldn't dream of it. Your special rate will remain as always.
Well, if you're sure...
You're a valued customer, Father John.
It's a pilgrimage I wouldn't miss for the world.
I'll get along with you. And you better take an umbrella. The forecast is rain.
A walking stick and an umbrella? No, I'll take my chances. I shan't be going far.
Oh. Good morning. What a beautiful door knocker. Tiger's head, isn't it?
Is it? Oh, yes.
I believe you're right.
It's most unusual.
You'd expect a lion.
Yes. Excuse me.
Okay. We'll both go right. All right. Ready?
I'm sorry?
Well, I'll go to my right. You go to your right. That way we might get past each other. Are you with me now?
Yeah? Oh, yes. I see.
There we go. Right there, a buffers, aren't we?
Do I know you?
I don't know. Do you?
I...
Can I help you?
Ah, if you're the proprietor, I'd like a room. The name's Potter. Not sure how long. Oh, yes. This looks to be ideal. How much?
Is it just for yourself?
Oh, entirely.
Mind how you go, Father John. I'm sorry. A single room is 20
good.
Pounds.
One proviso. Must be able to see the sea. A good view, mind you.
Yes, we can do that.
That's a very charming hotel, Mrs...
Burrows. Thank you. Number 11 has a good view.
Oh, number 11 it is, then. A vicar just paid a call, did he?
What? Oh, no. That was a resident. He's a priest. If you'd like to sign here... Will you be requiring lunch?
Priest. Better watch my step, then. There you are. Put me down for lunch.
Here's your key. I'll show you to your room.
Oh, no need. Upstairs, turn left, and let's see, second on the right?
Third, actually. Have you been here before? I don't recall...
Never. Idle Sherlocking, I'm afraid, that's all.
Can you give me any idea how long you'll be staying, Mr...
Potter, Reginald. Can't be precise. Just as long as it takes, I suppose. Catch! Found it on the beach. Don't often find two halves joined together. Pretty, isn't it? Still, I expect you see them all the time. If there's a pearl inside, it's all yours, Mrs. Burrows. Toodle-pip.
Thank you, Mr. Potter.
Now then, where are you, Gideon? No. Ah, knew you'd be here. Fresh as the day you were made.
Know that I have chosen you. You have not chosen me.
Over by the vitamins. No, further down.
But you've moved them. They used to be here.
Oh, God.
Hi, Trace.
Just the usual for Mrs. Burrows.
Hi, Anna. Further along, Mr. Palmer. Bottom shelf.
She's still having her headaches, then?
Neuralgia, if you don't mind. There is a difference, Anna. God, it's like being back at school.
But they used to be here. I don't know where. Have they been moved?
Shouldn't you help him?
Oh, he's all right. Just ferreting out his licorice. Horrible, bitter things they are. He must have a mouth like a rhino.
That's it, Mr. Palmer. Keep going.
Deaf as a post. Ta. I don't know how you stick it there, Anna. I really don't. Talk about dead and alive.
Yeah, well. Oh, he can't bend down. Here, let me.
Oh, thank you.
go, Mr. Palmer.
But why doesn't she sell out? It must be worth a bit.
Well, she'll never do that. The Mandalay's been in the family for ages. She helped her mum to run it for years when her husband died. Now there's just her.
And you?
No, I just...
Musty old place. Why don't you apply to the Royal? It's all new inside. I mean, it can't be much fun. How many have you got in?
Not many.
Not many. One, two...
Well,
see the old spectre's back. I saw him creeping along the front, the black shadow.
Why does he come? I don't know. A break, I suppose. Does it matter?
He makes me want to leap out and do something mad.
He's all right. He just wants to be left alone. He's nice, Father John. I like him.
Do you? Yeah. We've had a new line of you-know-what's in, look. They come in different colours, and look, some of them...
Trace, don't. He's coming over.
Oh, it's all right.
Tracy, don't.
Are they the same price?
Are they Brill? Here, let's blow one up, shall we?
Tracy, put it away. You're embarrassing me. Tracy, please.
Oh, don't be daft. Anyway, I'm keeping these myself. Perks, you might say. Would you like a balloon, Mr. Palmer?
What? How much did you say?
A balloon. Would you like one?
For me? Oh, thank you. That's very kind.
Oh. Can you see if those pills are ready? I've got to get back.
God! The Mandalay's really turning you into a prude, Anna. Where's your sense of fun? There you go, then. Back to the mausoleum.
It's not. I'm just...
Miss, I say...
I'll be with you in a sec, Mr. Palmer. We're all going to that new club tonight. Why don't you come? You need to liven up a bit.
How
yeah,
much?
I will.
I can't
I
see
will.
The price.
See you, Trace.
I'll pick you up then.
Miss?
85 pence.
89.
Short stroll along the front before lunch, I think, Mrs. Burrows. Care to join me?
Oh, no, thank you, Mr. Potter. I'm far too busy here.
Oh, of course. No matter.
It's an east wind today. I hope you'll be warm enough.
Yes, I noticed it earlier. Now, which would you say was more prudent, Mrs. Burrows? To go westwards with the wind at my back, or should I battle it out to the east and return wind-assisted? What would you say? Hard out, easy back, I'll bet.
I really don't know, Mr. Potter. But may I suggest that you head towards the shelter near the pier?
Ah, play safe, you mean. Very wise. West it is, then.
Actually, that wasn't my only reason, Mr. Potter.
No?
No. I hope you don't mind, but Father John usually goes that way.
Oh, yes?
The thing is, he often sits in the shelter and dozes off. It's just that, with it being so cold, I'd hate
Say no more, Mrs. Burrows. I shall keep an eye out for him. I find your ulterior motive most commendable.
Thank you, Mr. Potter.
Bye.
Bye. See you later.
They know not. They no longer know what they know. No.
Wakey, wakey.
What? Oh.
There we meet again. Actually, I was expecting to find you here. Mrs. Burrows asked me to look out for you. Hey, you mind if I sit down?
Oh, no, no, please.
Potter's the name.
I must have dozed off. So you're staying at the Mandalay, are you?
Yes.
Pleasure trip?
No, I wouldn't call it that.
Mm. You've been here before?
Never.
Forgive me, I didn't wish to pry.
Oh, no, that's all right. It's just a little visit I've been promising myself. Well, I must say, I do like seaside towns out of season. There's something brave about them, the way they present themselves to the elements. Come on, throw me your worst, I'll survive. I admire that. Solid. Defiant. You care for a little winter warmer?
No, no, thank you.
That's a retirement present. Yeah, the boys had it engraved. See? R.I.P. I was a loyal and faithful servant, you see. Yes, loyal, 40 years. Long time. You sure you won't?
No, thanks all the same.
Of course, it's wine with you, isn't it?
Beg your pardon?
Wine, every day. In celebration. This is my blood.
Oh, you mean the Mass? Yes, indeed. Not every day.
Catholic, are you?
Mm-hmm. Now, Mr...
Potter. Reginald Ian. R.I.P. Reginald Ian Potter. Yeah.
Mr. Potter, you have me at a disadvantage. You know from my collar how my life was spent, but I cannot from your appearance deduce your...
Please. Detective Sergeant retired. How'd you do?
How'd you do?
Been here before, have you?
Many times.
Oh, yes?
Yes, I've been coming here regularly now for, I don't know how long.
Sort of attached to it, are you?
Well, can you blame me? It's such a peaceful place, and at my time of life.
Yes, well, it's certainly quiet.
Why did you choose the Mandalay? If you don't mind my asking.
Well, you might say it chose me.
Oh?
Yes, as soon as I saw the name, I thought this must be the one.
I find it very comfortable.
Do you?
Oh, yes. It's a straightforward sort of place. No frills.
Mrs. Burrows looks after you well, does she?
Indeed, she does.
Like a father.
Why do you say that?
Well, I mean, you being a priest.
Ah. We have a good understanding.
Oh, I see. You thought I meant like her father.
Well, I...
Oh, good Lord, no. I assume you play by the rules like me. Well, in my job, I had to. Anyway, I suppose he's dead now.
Who?
Her father?
Yes.
Ah, recently?
Oh, no. War.
Ah. So, that would be him in the picture.
What picture?
Oh, the handsome captain, the fine figure of a chap in the Mandalay.
Oh, I believe so.
Well, and here we are, 50 years on, still going strong, beside the seaside. Beside the sea, sigh, beside the sea.
Yes, well, if excuse me, I think it's time I was heading back.
Oh, good. I'll walk with you, if that's all right.
No, all right.
Oh, don't forget your stick.
Yes, thank you.
So, how long have you been a priest?
I was ordained in, a long time ago.
Longer than you care to remember, eh?
Well...
Since the war?
Yes.
Marvellous. After all that carnage, spend your life doing good works.
It's a life like any other.
No. Special life.
No more special than yours.
No, maybe not.
Are you a religious man, Mr. Potter?
Not so as you'd notice. I mean, I'm not much of a churchgoer. But I've got a lot of time for the good book... I expect you know it backwards.
Well, I wouldn't say that. But I've had great occasion to read it.
Hey, just a minute. What's he looking at?
Who?
Well, down by the shore. Look, down there. Somebody's watching us through binoculars. No, I tell a lie. It's a camera. We're being spied on.
Aren't you being a little hasty? He's probably photographing the promenade.
No, he's been following us through the lens. Wave to him.
Do you know him?
Not at all, but it'll unsettle him. He'll think we do. There, that's got him going. I don't like being watched. Where do you think Judas is? Heaven or hell?
Judas?
Iscariot, the betrayer. You see, to me, he's just like that Pimpernel chap, damned elusive. Is he in heaven or is he in hell?
Is this some kind of riddle, Mr. Potter?
Riddle? No, it's a question. Oh, you're not obliged to answer.
But anything I say will be taken down and used
against you. Yeah, that's very good. Oh, I know I shouldn't, but it gets me, that one.
Well, it's an interesting question, I suppose, but I'm not sure that I can answer it.
Look, are you all right? Here. Take my arm. That's it. Oh, easy does it. You need to loosen that collar. Here, let me.
It's all right. I'm all right now. Sorry. Just kind of rather faint.
Oh, we'll get you back to the warm, shall we? Yes, that's the best thing. Let's take you back. We'll soon be there.
Can't you speak any English at all, then? Here.
Oh, thank you, Anna. Wish they'd make these pills easier to swallow. No, apparently he can't. Not a word. He couldn't read the menu either, so he's having soul.
What's his name again?
Suji.
Oh, is he eating it?
Go and see, would you? If he isn't, just apologize and say that's all there is.
Okay. You should lie down.
Oh, what's the point? I can't do it alone. I just can't. It's all falling away from me. Mother, it's so hard. I'm losing it all.
Hasn't he got a lovely smile?
What? Who?
Mr. Suji.
Oh, has he? I hadn't noticed.
Not all teeth and, you know, no eyes. It's a nice smile. Kind. Are you all right?
Yes. Well, was he eating?
No, but he's all right. He's very happy with the bread. I'll bring him some more, shall I?
Yes. Anna?
Yes, Mrs. Burrows.
Anna, leave that. Sit down a moment, would you?
What is it?
You've been a great help to me here, and I don't want you to think that I don't appreciate your work here, because I do.
Are you giving me the sack?
I was so pleased that a girl like you would want to work here. I know it's not up to date. I pay you little enough as it is. The Royal is probably more...
It's the bank, isn't it? May I see the letter?
So you see, I have to let you go. I'm sorry. I'm sure you'll get a job at the Royal. They'll pay more.
I don't want to work at the Royal. I like it here. Oh, I only suggested decorating it to get more people, to make more money.
I know you did. And you're right. People with money don't come here. But I don't want to change, Anna. Oh, I know the Mandalay's considered drab without the right kind of old world charm that brings in guests, but it's my home. The truth is, I can't even live in it as a home. The overheads are... I shall have to sit.
Oh, it's all right, Mrs. B. We'll work at it together. We'll think of something. There. What about selling off some of the old things? They may be worth...
No, never. Do you hear me? Never.
All right.
I can't afford to pay you, Anna. You'd better leave. I'm sorry, but there it is.
Don't pay me.
But
we'll manage. I don't want your money. Just let me stay. I have to give Mr. Suji his bread. Oh, you're not really supposed to be in here. Not in here. It is private. Oh.
Is. It is.
Well, why on earth do you think he wanted to photograph the kitchen?
God knows. He's so, I don't know, calm. Well, what do you think about what I said?
Yes. He does have a lovely smile.
Give us
this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we... Who is it?
It's me, Anna, Father John.
Oh. Come in.
I'm sorry to disturb you. Were you asleep?
No, no. What did you want?
Well, Mr. Potter is in the lounge, and he wonders whether you care to join him in a brandy.
At this time of day?
Well, shall I tell him you're having your afternoon nap?
No, it's all right. I shall be down shortly. Assistant sort of a fellow, isn't he?
I suppose he is. Pleasant enough, though.
He's a policeman. Or rather, he was.
He tells me you took a funny turn earlier.
Yes, but, oh, it's nothing.
Has Mrs. Burrows mentioned anything about the Mandalay to you?
No. Should she have?
She's in trouble, Father John. She's in debt. Her bank is putting pressure on, and she's talking about selling.
Selling the Mandalay? Oh, she mustn't do that.
She doesn't seem to have much choice.
I knew there was something wrong, but I'd no idea that it was as bad as this.
Well, I just thought I'd let you know.
Yes, thank you, Anna.
Well, you won't tell her I said anything.
No, because... of course not.
Is there anything you need? Clean towels?
No. Everything's fine.
What was the Mandalay like when you first came here, Father John?
Huh? Oh, it was much as it is now. Rather more people, of course, particularly at this time. And there were many more regular visitors, I seem to recall.
And were they like you? Old, I mean. Oh, sorry, that sounds rude.
This is our time of the year, Anna. By and large, we tend to avoid the bustle of the summer months.
Well, I know, but... Well, even in the summer, we hardly get any families with children, I mean. None last year. I think it's a pity. It's such a good spot.
Yes, yes, it is.
I don't think she's going to make it. Not on her own. Tell me more about when you first came here. Sorry, am I keeping you from other things?
No, 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 you're not. No.
Was she very young then, Mrs. Burrows?
When I first came?
Hmm.
I stood at the foot of the steps leading to the front door, and I was just about to go up when the door opened, and out came a girl, slim, smartly dressed, with eyes like a doe. I don't mind telling you, she quite took my breath away. Seeing her for the first time.
Father John, and you a priest.
Oh, it's not like that. Beauty is not a defiler. And she stopped, and I suppose I gazed too long, and she flicked her eyes away. I must have seemed quite a frightening figure, dressed head to toe in black, like an obstacle. And she hurried down the steps, crossed the road, and began to walk along the promenade. And I stood and watched her go, quite inexplicably transfixed. Perhaps she felt my eyes still on her, for she turned her head as she went, and I saw in her look something, a sadness which well, she was young, and I'd grown very fond of her over many years. Just a recurring guest, no more.
This place needs more people like you, Father John.
No, Anna, more like you. Now then, tell Mr. Potter I'll be down presently, would you?
Okay. It would be a shame, wouldn't it, Father, if she did sell?
Yes, it would.
Mrs. Burrows, a rest is all he needs. It was just the cold.
I'm sure if I rang my doctor...
Absolutely not. Now, there really is no need to trouble yourself. You were right. That spell was biting. Oh, he'll be as right as rain.
Well, if you're certain...
Positive. You can rest assured. You've known him a long time, haven't you?
Well, over the years.
Why do you think he comes here?
This is a guest house, Mr. Potter. Why do people usually go to the seaside?
Yes, but why here?
Well, I would assume he enjoys it. Why, is there something not to your liking?
Oh, no, no. It's charming, Mrs. Burrows.
Father John uses his time here to reflect.
A sort of retreat, you might say.
Yes.
Hmm.
Your father?
I beg your pardon?
The splendid picture over the mantel.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Mind if I have a closer look?
Be my guest.
There's integrity in that face, Mrs. Burrows. No doubt about it. You're a chip off the old block, if I may say so.
Thank you.
Yes. Well, well, I never.
What is it?
Those colours. Either I'm very much mistaken or...
Oh, Mr. Potter, this is Mr. Suji. This? Mr. Potter. He won't understand you, I'm afraid.
No.
Well, can I get you anything? More brandy?
Not just at the moment.
You like drink? Tea? Coffee? What is it?
Wine. I think he means wine.
This? Ah, this. Leave, Frau Milch. I'll bring it to you. Please sit down. I'll just draw the curtains.
No, old chap. Alone. I will sit alone. Not here, thank you.
Well, if you need anything, just ring the bell on the bar.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Burrows.
Smile, smile. Yes, you may well smile now, beating us at our own game.
Oh, very good. Many dollars.
But don't point that thing at me. I said don't. Look, damn you, what do you think you're playing at?
Would you like being photographed, Mr. Potter?
Ah, Father John didn't see you there. Come sit down. I took the liberty of ordering you a brandy.
Do join me.
That's very kind.
It's our friend from the beach.
Name's Suji. Snap happy tourist, if you ask me.
How do you do?
Oh, no, speaking English.
Ah.
So, feeling refreshed?
Much better, thank you. Your good health, Mr. Potter.
Cheers. Not very warm in here, is it?
Still, I prefer it to the heat. Yes, given the choice, I take the cold every time. I always steered clear of sultry climes. Of course, during the war, I had no choice. Went where you were told.
Where was that?
Burma.
Burma?
Yes. What? You're not going to tell me you were there as well.
No. The Ardennes.
Oh, the Ardennes. Really?
What exactly brings you
to... You know,
Potter?
I've got a confession to make, if you'll pardon the expression. You see, after the war, I joined the force. Now, I'm not saying I didn't enjoy the job, because I did. It was like an instinct. I had the nose for it, you might say. And 40 years is a long stretch. But never in all that time did I sense that closeness, that camaraderie, the excitement of it all that we had back then. Oh, we hated it. Of course we did. We loved it as well. Fear, sweat, pain. But by God, you knew you were alive.
We were young.
We were all young. I've been retired 7 years now, and I find myself going back to those times more and more. It gets clearer. Whereas 40 years of banging people to rights, well, it's all a bit of a blur now.
It sounds as if you enjoyed the war.
Enjoyed the war? Of course I didn't enjoy the war. What do you take me for?
I'm sorry, I'm merely...
Well, there were certain things. Certain people. A bond. As I can see, it wasn't the same for you. Or was it?
I don't really think about it.
No, I can see that. There are sounds. I can still hear them. And faces. Ruddy brown, drawn. Glistening at night with a silver sheen. Still in our bivouac. And Captain Lander. Yeah. I can see him now. What a fine man he was. We'd have died for that man, you know. Hmm. Many did.
Captain?
Lander. Mean anything to you?
No.
Oh, cheer up.
There we are, Mr. Suji. Your wife.
Ah, don't see nothing.
What's he doing here in a place like this? Mrs. Burrows, might we have the same again? Large ones this time.
Oh, no more for me, thank you.
Oh, no, go on, it's on me. Two large brandies, please, madam.
Father John, are you sure?
Of course he is. Just a ticket. I tell you what, bring us the bottle. I'll settle with you later.
Very well, then.
Thank you. So?
So?
You don't remember your captain, I suppose?
No, I don't.
Had an easy time of it, did you? In the Ardennes?
Mr. Potter, I'm afraid you've chosen the wrong man to reminisce with. The war is not a time I care greatly to remember, so if you don't
no,
mind...
Oh, no, of course, how stupid of me. After all, here's you, a man of God, and here am I dragging up the work of the devil.
I appreciate that the experience meant a lot to you.
But not to you.
I don't wish to appear rude, but I hardly know.
No, perhaps you're right. Perhaps you're right. Best forgotten about, eh? Ah, the spirit moves.
There we are.
Thank you, Mrs. Barrett.
Now, don't overtax yourself, Father John. You really ought to rest.
Don't you worry about him, Mrs. Burroughs. I'll see he's all right. We that are left have grown old, eh?
Yes. Well, I'll leave you.
What exactly is the purpose of your visit, Mr. Potter?
I'll let you into a little secret, shall I? I've come to sort out a personal matter with an old colleague of mine.
Oh?
Yeah. Never had the time before, but, well, now I think the time is right.
This colleague, is it someone from the force?
Sort of, yes.
Does he know you're here?
No, he doesn't, not yet. Long-range penetration, you might say. I guess we're a long way from home, you and I. Ah. So, where is he, then?
No, you've lost me again.
No, I haven't. Judas, up or down?
Oh, I see. We're back to that one, are we?
Well, as a Catholic, you'd have to put him in hell, wouldn't you? If only for hanging himself.
We are less prone to condemn the suicide than we used to be, Mr. Potter. Times have changed.
Oh, I thought it was all about flinging God's greatest gift back in his face. Go to hell, do not pass go. Do not collect 30 pieces of silver.
You cannot look into a man's soul. Who knows what was in Judas's mind when he took his life?
Ah, but did he take his life? The witnesses are contradictory. Matthew tells us the elders bought a field with the silver and Judas hanged himself.
That's right.
Ah, the Acts of the Apostles tell us he bought the field with his gains, fell in it, and his guts spewed out.
So,
well, you can't have it both ways.
Well, either way, his life was a forfeit. Whilst one assumes, under great duress.
Oh, so that's the let-off, is it? The balance of his mind was disturbed.
Maybe. Who am I to say?
You know, this case does intrigue me.
Case?
Yes, he's a sort of hobby of mine, Judas. You see, I just can't make any sense of the story. The facts don't add up.
Might I venture to suggest that a life in the police force has made you the pragmatist, Mr. Potter? The Gospels are more a matter for faith than fact.
Betrayed Christ for 30 pieces of silver, hanged himself. Well, I'm there. I'm cutting that body down from the tree, and I'm asking, who was this man? My inquiries lead me to a small group of people operating in secrecy, led by someone they call the Messiah. I receive statements from four witnesses, one of which doesn't mention Judas at all.
That would be John.
John, yes. And the other three knew very little about
him. The Synoptic Gospel.
Precisely. But all three agree, word for word, on one particular statement they heard their leader make on their last night together.
Concerning Judas?
Concerning Judas.
Oh, I refresh my memory, Mr. Potter.
Woe to that man who betrays me. It were better for that man if he had never been born.
Ah, yes.
Word for word. Matthew, Mark, Luke. They vary on just about everything else.
And this troubles you?
Well, why were they so keen to concur on that particular point?
I've really no idea, Mr. Potter, but one might deduce that this is indeed what they heard him say.
Why?
Why?
Yes. He's already told Judas that he knows what he is about to do.
Master, is it I?
Thou hast said. Then he throws out this devastating statement, damning him if he goes ahead.
But he doesn't damn him, does he? By saying it were better if he had never been born, he may be foreshadowing Judas's own anguish.
Look, I'm about to betray you. You look me in the eye and say, I know what you're going to do. Well, I deny it. Who, me? Nonsense. I'd back off.
But I am not the Son of God.
That just makes it more confounding. I'm betraying the Son of God. He knows it. He tells me he knows it. And I still go ahead and do it. Why?
For 30 pieces of silver.
Really? Oh, no, I don't go for that one.
Why not?
It's the price of a field. I followed you for 3 years. I criticized you for having your feet daubed with expensive ointment when it could be sold to help the poor. I mean, that's where Judas's head is. I could understand if he was about to get rich quick by making a big killing, but the price of a field? No. Now that motive doesn't ring true.
Maybe so, but that is the reason given.
Well, what am I going to do with the money? I mean, what was in my mind? What will you give me, and I will deliver him unto you? Well, he didn't settle for much, did he?
Avarice can be a deadly injection.
I followed you. I believed in you. You were my spiritual leader. And now I sell you out.
I can see you've given this matter considerable thought, Mr. Potter. But to what end?
Well, I've told you, it's a hobby.
Oh, picking holes in Scripture.
No, only Judas. And don't forget, you were chosen.
Oh, I'm Judas now.
Follow me. Do my work. Some job Judas got, eh? I need someone to betray me so that the Scriptures can be fulfilled, and I pick you. But you're a man, you've free will, but you follow, you believe. The question is, when did I know that you would be the one to betray me? When I chose you? Later on? When?
I fear that your question will remain unanswered. The dual nature of Christ, as God and man, has fueled many a theological debate, but one may only perceive his nature from a man's point of view, not from God's.
All the same, it intrigues me.
No more for me, thank you. Would you care to join us?
Oh, leave him. He's all right. He's happy sipping his wine.
Well, it seems a shame to
leave. Woe to that man. Better if he'd never been born. It's a staggering thing to say.
You think so?
Yes, I do. He knew Peter would deny him 3 times, and he told him so. Yet Peter became the head of the church. Thomas doubted him and was given a second chance. But he tells Judas it were better if he'd never been born. Oh, I'm sorry, I was born, and you chose me. Why? To betray you? What am I, an apostle or a patsy? Why did it have to be me?
Well, as you already said, Judas had free will.
So he could have abandoned his plan?
Presumably, yes.
Oh, that I could understand. My God, he knows, he can read my mind, I'll drop the whole thing. But he doesn't. You see, it all seems to revolve around a certain inevitability, as if it were predestined.
Well, perhaps it was.
Then why hang himself?
Remorse.
Ah, remorse. Neat, isn't it? Oh, my God, what have I done? Where's the nearest tree? I mean, what did he think was going to happen? Give him a kiss and run off with the money? He was an apostle, for God's sake. Not called. Chosen. No. No. There's something missing. And what's missing is... Put that damn thing down! And stop smiling at me, you ignorant man.
Mr. Potter, we really can't.
Well, he's getting on my nerves.
Please try to be a little more civil. He's an after-all guest here, the same as you. Never mind him, Mr. Suji. Come, my name is Father John. Please, would you come and join us here? Sit. Take a chair,
please. If he wants to sit on the floor, let him sit on the floor, bloody nip.
You were saying there was something missing?
Was I?
In your story of Judas.
It'll have to wait. Well, I've enjoyed our little chat. Perhaps we could continue some other time. This should cover the drink. One or two things to do. Good night.
Strange man, Mr. Suji.
Hi.
Excuse me?
Yes?
Oh, here. Let me help you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh. Shouldn't this pot live on a lower shelf?
Oh, it's always been there. My fault for being so small.
Oh, I blame the shelf.
I've given up suggesting changes. That's where Mrs. Burroughs likes it, that's where it stays.
Oh, one day you'll break it. The shelf won't mind.
Did you want something, Mr. Potter?
Yes, the room next to mine at the front. It's locked. Why is that?
Oh, that's just another dining room. For when it's very busy or, you know, private functions.
When was it last used?
Well, not since I've been here. Not for ages, I suppose. Mrs. Burroughs always keeps it locked. It used to be her father's room. And she's not too keen on it being used, I know that.
I think I might have a look inside.
Oh, well, you better ask
Mrs. Burroughs. Just curiosity. I shan't disturb anything. I'd hate to think I was snooping.
Well...
You!
Oh, Tracy.
Let me in, then.
The key?
Yes, behind the front desk, it's marked UDR.
Ulster Defence Regiment.
What?
Anna!
Oh, it's all right. Upper dining room. Got it. Shan't be long.
Oh, you took your time. Didn't you see me? It's freezing out there.
Sorry, I was talking to someone.
Yeah, I saw a Crumbly.
A guest, actually.
She in?
She's resting.
Ta-da!
What'd you think? I bought it during lunch.
You need the legs, of course.
You've got the legs, Trace.
Oh, you're not going out like that. Why aren't you ready?
For what?
Don't tell me you've forgotten the club.
No, I was just finishing off.
Well, hurry up.
Right.
Where are the geriatrics, then?
Trace, what's...
Are they in here?
Hello, dears. Do you like my new dress? It's good, isn't it? Now, what's a nice young man like you doing in a place like this, then? You're going to take my picture?
Tracy.
Hurry up, Anna. We don't want to be late.
But Tracy...
I'll wait here. Bye.
Oh, no, Tracy.
Anna?
Yes?
Anna,
there's a service at St. Michael's this evening, and I really should be there. Would you mind staying on for a few hours? You weren't going anywhere this evening, were you?
Well, I...
I'm sorry, I should have asked you earlier, but it just slipped my mind. Will that be all right?
Well, I was going to... No, that's okay, Mrs. Burroughs. You go ahead.
Oh, thank you, Anna. Are they still in the lounge?
Yes.
Father John said he'd accompany me, but I better see if he's still up to it.
Father John wasn't impressed, but I don't think he'd believe me.
Hello, Mrs. Burroughs. Remember me?
Yes, I do. The arm of that chair is not very strong. Would you mind not displaying yourself upon it?
I'm sorry.
What are you doing here?
I've come to pick Anna up.
What do you mean, pick her up?
Apparently they're off to a disco, Tick.
No, I'm staying here.
Anna!
Look, I think you'd better go, Tracy. Some other time, eh?
Well, that's great. Do you have to pinch yourself to make sure you're still alive, Anna? Tracy. What is it with you, eh? You never used to be like this.
What are you talking about?
Oh, please yourself.
What about you, then, eh? Do you fancy a disco?
Will you please leave?
Listen, Anna, will you please leave?
So what about it, then? You like dancing, yeah? Come on, then, let's have some fun.
It's okay, you won't need a coat. I've got a car. Here, it's a Toyota. You'll like that, won't you? You'll feel right at home. Come on.
Poor Mr. Suji.
I don't think he knows what he's let himself in for.
I think he does. He may not speak English, but he's no fool.
And what's that supposed to mean?
Nothing. So it'll be just two for supper?
If you told me you were going out, I wouldn't have asked...
Look, it really doesn't matter, really. I can go there any time. Tracy was just being Tracy.
Quite a spirited girl.
Well, now, what was I going to say? Oh, yes. Father John, it's the service for Mrs. Palmer this evening. You said you'd like to come with me.
So I did.
Mrs. Palmer? Did you know her?
Of course. She used to work for Mother here at the Mandalay many years ago. Why do you ask?
Oh, no reason.
Father, if it's too much for you, I'll quite understand.
I should be glad to accompany you, Mrs. Burroughs.
There's no need, thank you, Mr. Potter. I shall accompany her.
Huh. Right. Fine. In half an hour, then?
Gave me a fright. I thought you'd gone to your room.
No, shortly. Big day tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Well, if I weren't here, you could lock up and go home, couldn't you?
Well, not really.
I'm sorry. You've probably got more exciting things to do on a Saturday night than hang around here for my sake.
It's all right. I don't mind. Anyway, don't forget Mr. Suji.
Are you frightened of spiders?
Spiders?
The great black hairy sort.
Oh, my God. Can you see one? Where?
Calm. Have you got a glass and... A postcard?
A postcard?
Oh, no, no, here. This letter will do. May I? Right, now then, we pop the glass over the intruder like so. Then, very carefully, we don't want to break his legs.
Oh.
We slide the card under the glass, and there he is.
Oh, God, he's enormous.
Yeah, isn't he? Oh. Would you mind opening the window?
Right.
Thank you. Now, we remove the letter and out into the night.
Oh.
There. Right. I wonder what he made of that little episode. Imprisoned for a short while, launched into the air, then suddenly he finds himself scuttling off across the gravel. Would you have stepped on him?
Me? No, I'd have run out of the room.
Oh, most people step on them. Like that. You know what it's going to be like, the dreadful crunching sound under your foot, the mess.
Oh, Mr. Potter.
Of course, he's dead. Not very pleasant. After all, it's only fear. And you never feel better afterwards, not really. This way you feel you've done a good deed. Spider rescue service, I call it. Maybe you'll try it one day.
Maybe.
Never run away. Makes it so difficult to come back.
I'm not very brave, I'm afraid.
Well, who is? Bravery has nothing to do with fear. Anybody can be brave. Just don't stop to think. They were the fellows who got the medals. I don't know why, I just did it, spur of the moment. They never counted themselves brave. Oh, it's a fine line. You might just as easily be dubbed a fool. Depends on your motive. Not whether you succeed. Oh, here. What am I rambling on to you for?
Oh, no, go on. There's nothing else to do. Sit down.
All right. Right. Let me put a question to you. If you did something that left you feeling ashamed, I don't mean something you could just apologise away, what would you do?
I don't know. It depends what you mean.
Let's say you'd let yourself down or somebody else further than you ever thought you could. What would you do?
I know this sort of question. Oh, what's it called?
Hypothetical.
Yes, that's it.
Well,
I suppose I'd try and make things better.
Yes, that would be the right sort of thing to do, wouldn't it? But supposing you felt so bad about what you'd done, you couldn't admit it.
Well, I'd run away or... Oh, I don't know. What's this leading up to? Have you been a wicked man, Mr. Potter?
Am I being? I don't think so.
You could always start by saying you're sorry.
A man's life's a jagged old rock. I saw a picture once in a book. A painting. It was by Magritte or someone, I think. And it showed a great rock of granite, like a huge boulder, with a castle perched on the top. And the funny thing about this rock was, it wasn't attached to anything. It was just floating in the air. Blue sky, fluffy white clouds, and underneath this rock, ooh, must be 100 feet below it, was a sea breaking onto the shore.
A castle falling into the sea.
No. It seemed to be hanging there. By itself.
Sounds a bit strange to me.
Hmm. Anyway, yes, sorry is a good start. And then you're off down a well-worn path. Recriminations, tears, regret. Then you put your hand out and hope for the one thing that will make it all right.
You think about things a lot, don't you?
I'm an old man. I've got more time on my hands than I've ever had. How old are you, Anna?
18.
Boyfriend?
Sort of. On and off.
And what is it now, off?
Yes. He doesn't like me working here. Thinks it's making me morbid. I used to be more like Tracy, you see. She was my best friend at school. And I always did the things that Tracy did. Not the other way around. Hmm. I think I tried hard to be like her. But now
it's different?
I don't know. I suppose it's got something to do with this place. No, not the place. The people. It's like... Well, the people that come here... Well, they're mostly old, and they need you to care, or I feel they do. And to care, you have to get involved. I'm making it sound like it's a hospital, but what I mean is... Well, you either care or you don't.
Is it that simple?
Yes, it is.
And what about our irritating set ways and the pretense, the smug sureness of our wisdom? You care for that? Old lies grow uglier, Anna, no matter how you rub them up.
Did you say lies?
Oh, youngsters have very little to hide. They think they do, until they reach the big lie. After that, everything becomes false. The sordid little secrets we all have don't match up to the big lie. Some of us even refuse to admit it's there.
Hmm. Mrs. Barrows should be back soon.
Then you can go home.
Well, I'll probably stay.
Hmm. What do you make of her? Good sort?
Between you and me, I could strangle her sometimes. But yes, a good sort.
Do you look up to her?
Well, she's my employer.
You know, many years ago, when I wasn't much older than you, I looked up to a man. He was a captain in the army. Call it hero worship, if you like. I put my utmost faith in him. In my eyes, he could do no wrong. I suppose you could say that I was setting myself up to be disappointed, but, you know, I never was. He was killed before I had a chance to be disillusioned. See him as just another man. He was leading an attack on the Japs in Burma. I won't bore you with the details, and I was hit. Ah, it's a bloody mess. I lay there paralysed with fear, expecting to be stuck at any moment, and there he was. He picked me up, carried me out of the direct line, and laid me down. Not you, Reggie, he said. There's more for you. Sorry, old chap. I wasn't badly hurt, and they patched me up.
You were lucky.
Mm. I was young and single. He had a wife and daughter back home.
Now, he was brave.
Do you know what Mrs. Burroughs' maiden name was, Anna?
Her maiden name? God, you do change the subject. No, I don't.
Lander. I think you'll find it was Lander. Jean Lander.
Ooh, it's good to be in the warm again. Hello, Father. I want
to close
the door.
Oh, good night, Anna.
Good night.
Time for some rest.
Anna, help me with Father John, would you?
Who's there? Is somebody there? Who is that? Father? What are you doing? Father John, why aren't you in bed? What's the matter?
Jean. Little Jean. I didn't mean to make you sad, my little Jean.
But I'm not sad, Father John. Come along now. Back to bed.
What's going on?
Shh.
Is everything okay?
Shh. Anna, he's asleep.
Asleep?
He's sleepwalking. It's all right.
Oh.
It's all right. It's happened before. You go back to your room. I can handle him. Good night, Anna.
Good night.
Jean?
Yes?
Where am I, Jean?
You're with me, Father John.
Yes.
Do you want to go to bed now?
Shall I go to bed now?
Yes, I think so.
Yes.
Come on. Back to your room. Yes. Here we are.
Just 5 minutes. And then we push on.
Good night.
That's the news. The weather. The cold snap will continue. It'll be colder and windier than yesterday in all parts.
Did you hear that, Father John? That's not good news. Colder and windier. That's what's in store.
I shan't be venturing out today, my dear.
Good.
Would you like some more coffee?
No, thank you.
No, just a drop, Anna, thank you.
What became of our friend Mr. Suji? Did he survive the delights of the discotheque?
I let him in just before midnight. I asked him if he'd enjoyed himself, but he just gave me the usual little nod and went to his room.
I expect he's still in bed recovering.
Oh, no, he's already up and out.
Really?
With his bloody camera, no doubt.
He certainly has some impressive lenses.
Yeah, photograph the hairs up your nose if you're not careful.
Yes, well, I think I shall take a look at the Sunday paper.
I'll get it for you.
No. I must have some exercise, seeing as I'm confined to barracks.
It's for your own good.
I know.
Are you all right, Mr. Potter?
Oh, yes. Couldn't be better. Mrs. Burrows, here a moment.
Yes?
I shall be out today, but I'll be back for the evening meal. What time will that be?
8:00.
Fine. One other thing. The room you have upstairs.
That's not in use.
I know. I wonder, with there only being the three of us, might we have our supper up there this evening?
I'm sorry, but that...
I'll be willing to pay for the privilege, say, £30.
Well, it's a very odd request. You realise it hasn't been used for many years.
Yes, but it's an intimate room, wouldn't you say?
Yes, it is. Why, have you been...
No. Just old Sherlock again, Mrs. B. Nothing more.
Well, you're right. It is an intimate room.
These Sunday papers get heavier.
So, what do you say?
Well, if the other guests don't mind.
Oh, I'm sure they won't. Make a nice change for Father John, don't you think?
It probably needs a good clean.
No, please, don't bother, but perhaps a nice fire in the grate.
Yes. Well, I don't see why not.
Excellent. 10, 20, 30.
Oh, please, Mr. Potter.
No. A deal's a deal. There we are.
It used to be my father's room. Years ago. It gives the best view. He used to sit up there for hours on end, reading, gazing.
Sacred memories.
Here, take this back, Mr. Potter. I really...
No, I absolutely insist.
Well, all right then.
And, you'll probably think I'm going too far, but the picture over the mantel.
Yes, what about it?
Well, might we have it in the upper room just for this evening?
What are you up to, Mr. Potter?
I wouldn't have asked, but as it used to be his room, well, we could drink to his memory. We don't have an anniversary lurking about, do we?
Oh, I see. I was beginning to think you most odd. Well, his birthday was... No. He died on November the 12th. My God. What's the date today?
The 12th.
Mr. Potter, either you're psychic...
Not in the least, Mrs. B. What could be more appropriate? We'll have the meal in his honour. I think it would be right and fitting, don't you? Ah, good. That's settled, then. Let's not tell Father John. It'll be a nice surprise.
And this is them on their wedding day.
Oh, what a beautiful dress. Is it satin?
Yes. Handmade, of course.
Your mother was very pretty, wasn't she?
She was. But don't be fooled by appearances. She was very strong. A determined woman. And look at the catch she landed. There he is again with the local fisherman. I'm told she was very jealous of him. But not as much as me.
Oh?
Well, I saw him so rarely. And then, of course, the war came. I remember there was a party, strictly for grown-ups, and I was wearing the prettiest little dress. I must have been about 10. And he was there, father, home on leave. He looked so handsome. Mother had told everyone there would be drinks, but we were let down at the last minute. It was difficult to come by in those days, so she made a huge bowl of punch and told them it was laced with brandy and God knows what, and they were all to get sloshed. Well, they did. Not a drop of alcohol in it, and all the guests were as merry as hell. But he was the main cause. I remember they were gathered round listening to him, all ears. I was too young to understand. Anyway, I watched from the doorway. And when I walked into the room, he stopped. He saw me, and he smiled. He was so handsome. And he picked me up, and he kissed me in front of everybody, and he said, "My girl. My beautiful, beautiful girl." I was very embarrassed, of course. I think I spoiled their moment. When he put me down, I ran out of the room, blushing like mad. But inside, I thought, he's mine. He's my daddy. I felt so proud. Well, the lamb should be ready by now. Have you laid out upstairs?
Yes, it's all ready. The fire's going well, and I've taken the landscape down and put the portrait in its place.
Good. You know, I've half a mind to join them.
Well, why don't you? I'm sure they'd be delighted.
Oh, no, no. It wouldn't do. But it's strange. The place feels a little like home again tonight.
Good. I'll tell them to go up, shall I?
Travelling through teak forest was best. No, really. Oh, no need to slash your way through like evergreens or the wretched bamboo. Good visibility, too.
Gentlemen, dinner is served in the upper dining room, if you care to follow me.
Ah.
Where did you say?
Come on, soldier. Look lively.
What? Where are we going?
Join the column. Tonight we cross the Chinwin. Up, up, up.
Let go of me.
It's a surprise, Father John.
Surprise? I don't want a surprise.
Yes, you do. Change of scenery. It'll do you good. Come along.
Look here.
Where's Mr. Suji?
God knows.
Oh, he hasn't gone out, has he?
Hope so. Whoops. Hush my mouth. No, he's just stepped outside probably to photograph our inclement weather.
Oh, no. Hello? Is that you, Mr. Suji? Better come in. Supper is ready. Do come in. Oh, you'll catch your death out here.
I come.
Nice and tender. Just how I like it.
Well, what's the matter, Father John? Not enjoying your meal?
The food is very good.
Well, this is cosy, isn't it? Nice room. Have you been in here before?
No.
Well, what's up, Suji? You're a vegetarian. Eat, man.
Don't.
What?
Let him be.
Ah, you're all right, aren't you, Suji? Almost forgot. Bought this the other day. A jolly useful phrase book. Yeah, now, here we are. Go, Keegan, Ikaga, Desu, Ka.
Take no notice of him.
Well, that's not very nice, is it? I only asked him how he was, how he was feeling. Go, Keegan, Ikaga, Desu, Ka.
Genki desu, okagesama de.
See? Never too late, is it, Father John? It's never too late to learn, to discover things. Even about yourself. That's how life should be, don't you think? Always making yourself more whole, more complete. To thine own self be true, best policy, I'd say, wouldn't you agree?
Well, of course I would.
Good. That pleases me.
Not at the expense of being unkind to others.
Unkind? That's a mealy sort of word, isn't it, unkind?
Do unto others, Mr. Potter.
Oh, that's why you became a priest, is it? You could be kind to everyone.
No, you misunderstand.
To yourself, then. No, come on. How am I being unkind? I'm an honest man, Father John. I'm used to getting at the truth. But you can't always do it cleanly, you see. You've got to snipe away at the lies first.
No one here is lying to you, Mr. Potter.
Ah. Are they not? Are they not?
No, they are not.
Oh, listen, do you hear that?
What?
I thought I heard a cock crow. Oh, no, don't go, Father John, I'm sorry. Lying to me is neither here nor there. It's not my intention to offend you, it's just my way.
I don't care what your intention is. I shall not stay here to be the butt of your rather dubious humour. I've had quite enough of this.
No, you're right, it's not funny, is it? No laughing.
You have, for reasons I do not understand, call me a liar. It may suit you to abuse people in this way, but I can honestly say that I find your manner rude and offensive.
That's better. Now we're getting somewhere, stripping away some of this flabby kindness. Go and tell Mrs. Burrows that. Explain it all to her, how I've impugned your honour. Go on, tell her. Give her an explanation.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, no, I'm tempted. I really am tempted to believe you. It's all for the best.
Tell her what?
My God, how thick are these walls? Tell her the lamb was delicious.
You really are the most impossible man.
War stories. She'll listen. Tell her that our supplies were all airdropped, and if you lost your radio contact, they couldn't find you, so you went without, and how we ended up eating the bloody mules, remember? At the bloody mules? That'll do for starters.
How can I make this clear to you? Nobody is interested in the damn war, do you hear? Just let it rest.
Oh, unsettling you, am I? Good, have another drink.
In fact, why don't you leave? You are not welcome here.
Lay up and play the game, Father John.
You insinuate your way into this hotel. You harangue a harmless guest. You turn the place on its head. Rearranging...
Sit down, man, before you fall down.
No, this is a peaceful place. And you've brought nothing but this...
What have I brought to this place?
Memories that no one wishes to share. I'm tired of this prodding and cajoling. I shan't tolerate it any longer, do you hear?
Self-deluding, blind old fool. Sit down. I said sit down. Now you will stay there until I tell you to go. Look at me. I said, look at me. Oh, Judas, Judas, woe to that man.
Help me, Mr. Suchi. I am not well. Go and get me.
No, stay. The night is dark and I am far from home. Lead thou me on.
What do you want from me? Who are you?
He led us on, didn't he? And we were proud to follow.
I don't know you.
Never mind my face, I don't expect you to remember that, but look at his! What is it that you see, I wonder?
Leave me!
The picture shows him as he was before they took him, before they shaved his head, before they stripped him, dressed him in their clothes, tied him to a tree, and here, just here in the temple, is where they shot him. Tell me, Judas, what do you see?
No. No!
Tiger, tiger burning bright in the forests of the night. I'll help you, Judas.
The Ardennes! I was in the Ardennes!
From Nampan to High Tin, from High Tin to Pien Le Bin. Come on!
How now?
From Pien Le Bin to Swaley!
Please stop it! Please, Mr. Suchi, help
deep,
me!
Deep! Behind the enemy lines. Hard. Hard going. We were to take out a munitions dunk at Goran. You were in the recce platoon. I was in the column. I was Reggie. The Japs were waiting for your lads in the village, but not you, eh? Bang them up in a Kachin hut till a swine of a Jap officer arrived, asking for Lander. Said he'd bought him with a piece of filth. Filth, Judas.
You are nothing. You are no man.
Did you fall behind, Judas?
I fell behind.
Were you lost?
I was lost.
You were afraid?
I was alone.
And they came to you?
I didn't go to them.
They found you.
Sweet Jesus.
No prisoners? Not there, eh, Johnny?
Oh, sweet Jesus, no. So many.
Where are you?
Hiding. Hollow. The ground.
No escape. Run, run.
I'll move. My legs. I feel.
それで何がいるんだ、ここに? Out! Out! Come on!
Oh, Jesus.
Jesus, help me. Omae to omae! Koitsu o shikimi zase!
His eyes, cold, dead.
On your knees! Shibari agero!
Only seconds away now, Judas. Only seconds away. Where are you, Johnny?
Kneeling. Waiting. His pistol cold against my hand. No. Go on. Go on. Do it. Do it now. Go on. Go on. Damn you. Damn your eyes.
You were ready, Judas. You were good. And then...
Oh, no, please. Please, nothing. I can help you. Please. Jesus, no, not me. Lander, he's the one. He's the one you want. Not me. Lander.
Now we're there, John.
You are objective. Where?
Munitions. Kulrang. I'll say you. Please.
Kono Kuzero. You not a good soldier. You do not know how to die.
Please. Friend. Don't be a bastard.
Why aren't you dead, Johnny?
Why? Who is Ulanda? So, game over.
No.
You die now.
Leader, I follow.
Ah, officer.
Please.
You, Vittorei officer.
I do not want to die.
You want officer to die. Yes?
No.
Instead of you, officer... Fine man, no?
Yes.
Your leader. He will learn what loyalty he commands. For your worthless life, I will take his. It will amuse me. Muense wa doko da?
I was beneath his contempt. Worthless. He signaled to his radio operator to come to him, and I listened to the tap, tap, tap of my betrayal. He broke the rules. He should have killed you.
A kindness. No. You are nothing. You are no man. This Lander, he buys you. You are nothing. Johnny Judas, so young. I walked through the trees, the tall teak trees.
Tell me about the trees, Judas.
So tall. And straight.
And?
I'd left my life there so long ago.
So long ago, one might almost forget.
Why have you done this?
It walked away. I couldn't let it go. Old lies show on old faces. Come on.
Raise your glass with me, Mr. Suji.
We toast the man who hangs on the wall. Oh, we were only men, Father John. And that's all we were. She'll understand. To Captain Lander.
It was me, Mr. Suji. It was me.
You have a journey to make, old man. In your own time.
Rest now. I take you to your rest.
Something must have got jammed. In the door, I mean. Strange, that. Still, we got out in the end, so all's well. And a lovely supper it was too, Mrs. Burrows.
Good. I'm glad you enjoyed it. Mm. Father John seems to be sleeping late this morning. His train leaves at 10.
Oh, we had quite a night of it last night. Old times, old places. Turns out we were in the same regiment. Would you believe it?
Goodness me. I don't think of Father John as having been in the war.
No, you wouldn't. A nice man. We got on well. By the way, you know I asked why you thought he came here. Mm-hmm. Well, I found out. He comes here to be near you.
Oh, Mr. Potter.
No, it's true. He comes to be near you. Not so strange, really. He's very fond of you. But I expect you know that already.
Well, I've always done my best to make him feel at home.
Yes.
Do you want me to call you a taxi?
No, no, the walk will do me good. Oh, he may have a little story to tell you, to clear the air. All for the best, I assure you, but, well, it may be a little difficult for him.
A story? What about?
Oh, he'll tell you in his own good time. Take care of him now, won't you?
Thank you, Mr. Potter. I will.
Well, goodbye then.
Goodbye. Oh, and thank you for my shell. I don't think I'll look inside, though. For the pearl. It would be a shame to spoil it.
No, best not. Let's live in hope, eh? Well, cheerio.
Goodbye, Mr. Potter. Will we be seeing you again?
Well, this is my sort of place. Yes, I should say that was very possible. But you know what they say?
Never quite make him out.
No. Has Mr. Sugi left?
Well, it's the strangest thing. I came down this morning and found this money lying next to his key. He must have gone in the middle of the night. Most odd. I wonder why he came. He didn't seem the holiday type.
God only knows. Anyway, he's left more than his bill. He can come again.
Anna, you know you said you wanted to stay on to help.
Yes.
Well, I've decided to make a stand. To fight for the Mandalay.
Oh, Mrs. B.
Heaven knows if I succeed, but... Well, I'm going to see a development consultant and... We'll try to make it work. Somehow. I'm not going to sell out unless I absolutely have to. We'll do whatever it takes.
That's the spirit, Mrs. B.
Now I must check on Father John. He's late.
The Mandalay? Oh, well, I ought to... No, it's okay, I can help you. Yes. Yes, we do. The 24th? Mm-hmm. That'd be fine. And that's a definite booking. Fine. Can I have your name, please? Right. Well, we look forward to seeing you then. Goodbye.
Anna?
I've just taken a booking, Mrs. B. I hope you don't mind.
Anna, I can't find him. He's not in his room. Have you seen him this morning?
No.
I don't understand. I found this note on his bed.
What does it say?
Of the 12 thou gavest me, I have lost none. What 12?
I've no idea.
It doesn't make any sense. Oh, where on earth has he gone?
Boys, remember what I told you. Don't go too near the edge.
Daddy, there's something out there. Look.
Where?
Over there. A black thing. What is it?
I just don't want to go too near the edge.
What black thing are you talking about?
Over there, floating.
Oh, yes. Just something the sea's washed up, I expect. Come on, it's time to go back now.
Can't we take it out of the water? No. Let's go and find out what it is, Daddy.
No, come on.
Please, come
on. Come on, off you go.
Potter was played by Peter Vaughan and Father John by David Kelsey. Mrs. Burrows, Tessa Worsley. Anna, Emma Gregory. Mr. Tsuji and the Japanese soldier, Eiji Kusahara. Tracy, Jane Whittenshaw, and Mr. Palmer, Eric Allen. Potter's Wheel was written by Albert Welling and directed by Jane Morgan.